This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The eclipse. A lot of people in this country saw a total eclipse, including my family. My nephew, Owen, and his dad scrambled to get to Clemson University from Tampa, did the 8 hours, made it in time, took some amazing shots, and saw the total eclipse. How about that? So wherever you are, did you see a partial eclipse? Did you see anything from the eclipse? It's a lot of the buzz across the land, and that's what we always talk about here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How much did you see? What happened with the sun going dark? There were some incredible views of this. I mean, absolutely amazing. And so much of it was seen through these glasses that people scrambled to get, various types of eclipse glasses. And then I noticed in my own neighborhood there were people that were just looking up and trying to see what they could see, which, of course, was a very different kind of glimpse altogether. But while Donald Trump is promising the U.S. is going to win the war in Afghanistan, a lot of the nation, in the early part of the day anyway, was absolutely concerned with what was happening with the eclipse. Justin Duckham from Talk Media News joins us. And Justin, I guess the first question is, did you see the eclipse at all, the partial eclipse?
I certainly did. Earlier in the day, when it was leading up to it, I kind of got some stuff together around the house and made probably the saddest looking, little pinpoint viewer out of a cereal box in tinfoil. It was, pretty sad all around, but luckily, on the roof of my apartment, there was a nice neighbor who lent me a pair of actual solar glasses, so I ended up getting a pretty good glimpse of it.
Yeah, and you need the glasses so that you can see it. That's part of what people don't understand. With the naked eye, of course, it looks incredibly different anyway, so that's part of the deal. And there's a lot made, by the way, about the president just looking up and trying to find the eclipse. What was that about?
That was interesting. This was something that he did about three times. At one point, an aide yelled up to him and said, "Don't look." This was something that a lot of people are kind of joking about quietly beforehand, this idea that Trump was going to, go against the experts, take matters into his own hand, and face off against the sun. And lo and behold, it actually, came true. So he stole a couple of quick glances. We haven't heard anything over whether or not he's going to be, facing any eye issues or whatnot. Luckily, it doesn't look like he looked for too long at any point. But nevertheless, there was a, visual moment that really summed up so much of the Trump administration so far.
Boy, it's interesting, doing it his own way. So speaking of that, there was also a lot that came out today. Of course, Trump himself talking to the nation, talking about winning in Afghanistan. Tell us more about that.
This was interesting. Tonight he appeared at Fort Myer in Arlington, Virginia, and essentially said that the U.S. is going to defeat terrorism in Afghanistan, but that he was not going to give out any, major military plans or how many troops are going to be deployed in order to carry out that objective. And the city kind of danced around the issue, saying that, this is not going to be a timetable. This is not going to rely on nation building. This is going to be, much different, and ultimately the U.S. is going to win. This is something that I do very reluctantly, saying that his instinct was to pull out immediately, but he realized that when you're behind the desk in the Oval Office, suddenly your decisions are much more different. But ultimately, we don't necessarily have a very clear idea of what the strategy is going to look like, how this is going to be carried out. But in terms of objectives, that's pretty much all we can really base this on right now.
All right, so we'll watch and see where all of that goes. And then, of course, there's still the fallout from the Charlottesville response. What are Republicans saying?
Obviously we've had a lot of Republicans pushing back, saying this was, a low point, casting a lot of doubt over whether or not Trump can sort of right his presidency after such a major misstep like that. And tonight we saw Trump put on sort of a more mature demeanor, saying, at the top of his remarks on Afghanistan, how essentially the U.S. military needs to work together, how there's no place for prejudice in American life, sort of a nod to the controversy that erupted earlier this week. A lot of people are saying that this is sort of a more mature Trump than we're used to. But, I've been on your shows after he's had some, pretty straightforward, non-colorful speeches. And every time I come on, I'll, sort of point out that every time we see this sort of mature version of Trump, it's usually about a day or so before he makes another, explosive comment or whatnot. So tomorrow he's going to be speaking in Arizona for a major rally. This is usually where he kind of dishes out the red meat, really kind of gets played up with his supporters, gets way too excited, oftentimes goes off script. So, I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I have kind of a nagging feeling that we're going to see Trump return to form tomorrow night.
All right, and then lastly, how about this story about the Secret Service director telling USA Today that 1,000 agents have already hit their federally mandated caps for salary and overtime allowances in protecting President Donald Trump and his family? So what do they do? I guess they're going to go over budget, huh?
It's interesting. So this is Tex Ollis, who is the current director of the Secret Service. He told USA Today in an interview specifically that the president's travel schedule, along with the 42 protectees under the current administration, have basically put a lot of tension on the Secret Service, that over 1,000 agents have already met their overtime pay caps, and just kind of laying out the situation right now that it's pretty dire. And then he released a statement updating it and kind of walking it back, saying that we can't blame the administration alone, that the Secret Service has been strained for about a decade now, and sort of walking back away from that. But where it stands now is the fact that there needs to be a legislative fix. Congress essentially needs to step in and make some changes to either raise the pay gaps, to offer additional funding, to perhaps hire more agents, as has been discussed previously. And, what that's going to look like, nobody necessarily seems to be sure. There's a lot of big issues on Congress's agenda, ranging from, healthcare reform to raising the debt ceiling. This doesn't necessarily seem like something that people are willing to, play political football with. But nevertheless, time does appear to be running out. Some funding, in a larger sense, will run out at the end of September, according to Ollis.
Wow. So much happening. All right. Thank you, Justin Duckham. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. So how about that? Secret Service don't have the money to protect the press and the big family. Of course, Charlottesville, the response to that still being kicked around out there. The eclipse. I mean, on the lighter side, did you see anything when you looked into the sky? I'm curious. You can always send me an email, americatonight.net. Click on contact. You can tweet me, Kate S. Delaney, or dive on these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Fully knew what I was getting into. Big and intricate problems. But one way or another, these problems will be solved. I'm a problem solver. And in the end, we will win.
Donald Trump, part of what he had to say on Monday, saying, as you just heard there, we're going to win. He's extending the 16-year campaign with a promise to really ramp up our military presence there and putting pressure on other countries to help turn this sucker around. Clearly, one of the things that has been happening is you've got a lot of generals, and they were there by his side, by the way, some current ones and former ones, who were talking about strategy and what is it that we need to do to push this out. A withdrawal, according to the press, would dishonor the troops who died in Afghanistan and could create a vacuum that would allow terrorist networks to expand. I have to say I agree with that. And they did after the full withdrawal of troops in Iraq, which we all said was going to happen on this show. Many people called. We talked about it. So, by the examples of those who fought, I liked, saying to preserve our republic, we can find the inspiration our country needs to unify, heal, and remain one nation under God. So now we've got more men and women in uniform getting ready for the next phase of the war in Afghanistan, because that's not going away. And you have to expand the authority for the U.S. to target criminal and terrorist networks in Afghanistan, because what else would they do? But he did say, and he was careful to say this, there would not be a blank check of support to Afghanistan, saying that the country would have to continue to have this commitment. Show us your seriousness. Come on. if you want to attack things that are pulling the government down, like corruption. And he said, our patience is not unlimited. We're going to go in this with our eyes wide open. So then the question becomes this, is this the right maneuver? As you sit back and you listen to what I'm saying, or perhaps you listened to the president earlier, and now you've listened to the machinations of a lot of different talk show hosts over what really should be happening here, and is this the right move? It's a fair question. You know, it's our resources, it's our tax dollars, it's our blood and guts, because that means more military also is going to be expanded here. Is this the right thing to do? Let's go to Richard in Louisville, Kentucky, one of my favorite spots. Hey, Richard.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, first question. Wait, first question, Richard. Did you see the eclipse, or who cares, or you didn't pay attention to it?
Yeah, I did. I was somewhat impressed. And it was only, you know, a couple of minutes, but dark sky and created a kind of an eerie impression of the whole landscape. But I really want to talk about this guy that called in and presents himself as a reporter. Justin Duckham, I think he's a perfect example of fake news. I think he ducks the facts and creates his own narrative. And you're a gracious host, and you let him go ahead and say these things.
Well, let me stop you, Richard. Let me stop you and say that he's definitely giving you opinion. So that's what you take issue with, the fact that it's not just, okay, here's what happened. This is what we've seen before with the administration, whatever, when he throws in editorials.
Right. He never said, these are my opinions. He stated what he said as factual reporting. And that's the problem. And I think I'd like for you or somebody to, you know, call him out on this kind of.
Well, let me stop you, because in him coming in from Talk Media News, that's implied that this is more opinion based, and perhaps it's not set up that way. That this is not like talking to someone from Reuters or talking to someone from Fox, who's a reporter on the street, let's say, and whatnot. But I understand the confusion, and I agree with you. When there is confusion, when you have anchor people, for example, that are where I was before I did this, I mean, I'm opinion based, so that's expected. Whether people agree with my opinion or not, that's what I'm paid for. I'm a talk show host, not a reporter. But you're right that there is this bizarre line that's all over the place when it comes to reporters as to whether or not they're reporting what actually happened, the who, what, where, when, and why, without the editorials, which has led to this debate over fake news. And I agree, because if you turn on television news, if you turn on a lot of other sources, that's exactly what you... A lot of times that's what you'll see, and that's not how it used to be, and they're not saying this is my editorial or this is my take on it.
Yeah, and this guy had a celebratory tone when he was stating his opinion that Trump's handling of Charlottesville was a disaster. I'm paraphrasing what he said, but he said Trump's handling of Charlottesville was a huge mistake or something to that effect.
Right.
And you let him get by with that, and I
Well, I let him get by with that because I know that from Talk Media News that that's his deal. That's what he does. So he isn't a quotes reporter. Notice I didn't say that when I went to him. We go to Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. I didn't say here's the reporter, Justin Duckham. So I agree and disagree with you on it. I agree that there's too much of that. And it's not clear when someone's a reporter. And just to set the record straight, he's not really a reporter. He's saying, yes, he's talking about what happened, but he has the license to throw in his opinion, which you definitely didn't agree with and what you were talking about right there, which, of course, is the bone of contention, as you know, Richard, with everybody about how that was handled, including Republicans.
He knows that, too. He knows that, too, but he's putting his construct on...
Yeah.
What happened for a national audience?
Yeah,
and he's getting you to act as though you agree with it. And
I think that Trump did was that he got thrown all of a sudden into the situation of Charlottesville and had advice all the way around him from what do I do, because he I think when you listen to him, whether you agree with everything he says or not, you don't get the filter. You really get the man. You get what he thinks. And I think the people around him were jumping over fences to try to figure out, oh, my gosh, that doesn't sound right, or that wasn't the right response, or that didn't sound very humane when you were talking about somebody being hit by the nut that plowed into the people. So there was massive confusion over that, is my opinion. That's what I think happened there. And I know for a fact, because I know some people connected to some of what comes out of the White House. And when he goes on his own and wants to be able to say what he wants to be able to say, you're clearly getting his first opinion without any kind of a diluted message, I guess. And I think, to be honest, Richard, I think people aren't used to that because they're used to more homogenized responses because of the teams of people around presidents and politicians. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, we're all habituated to political correctness. And
yes.
And, and we're all afraid to say what we think.
Right.
That's what the left wing wants. They want everybody to be intimidated and not to say anything against the 8 years of Obama. And just like what happened during the 8 years, everybody was intimidated. Nobody could criticize this guy because he was black.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I think no matter who the president is, we should be able to criticize and praise and have our opinion because we live in the United States of America, Richard. And thank you for the call.
We live in
the United States, and I say this all the time on America Tonight. I don't care if you're right of right, if you're left of left, if you're somewhere in between. It is about opinion and have an opinion and be able to state that opinion. And thank goodness we live in a country where we can. And I think it's a sham when people feel fenced in. How about you? Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Well, crowded and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do.
Another fundamental pillar of our new strategy is the integration of all instruments of American power, diplomatic, economic, and military, toward a successful outcome.
President Donald Trump talking about what will happen in Afghanistan. He says a rapid withdrawal, by the way, from Afghanistan, just not feasible, pointing to what we've learned from Iraq. I 100% agree with that. I don't know about the rest of you. You know, you can jam on these digits, or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net, 855-266-5283. We saw how disastrous it was there after all the blood, sweat, and tears and everything else and resources we put into that country. The second, boom, we start to make a pullback is the second that we started to see more of these suicide bombers and horrific things happening in a country that we had massively invested in. And Afghanistan teeters in that same direction. So he's right. There are lessons to be learned there, you know, for sure. Absolutely. How do you thwart terrorism? There's a question nobody can answer 100% because there is not a definitive answer to it. And as somebody who plays in the black and white world, it has to be frustrating. It's frustrating certainly for many of the generals, former generals, by the way, we've had in this show, on the show rather, in the past, who talk about what it's like to try to defeat this elusive enemy. As the president said in his, as would be described, blunt language, there are nothing but thugs and criminals and predators. And that's right, losers. We'll defeat them and defeat them handily. He did his press conference, I'll call it, at the Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall, which is a military base that's right there next to Arlington National Cemetery. So he talked about the deliberations to decide the scope of the ongoing military. Financially, what we're investing, diplomatically, the commitment to the longest running war in U.S. history. What is the strategy? So that's what the deal is. There was a lot of rounds of deliberating with the national security team at Camp David on Friday. And lately we've seen the Taliban has been up to its dirty deeds. So there's been a big resurgence in their activity. And that started more of this conversation about Afghan government forces and are they still struggling? And how about this foothold that ISIS has gotten in the region? How deadly is that? It's actually a kind of an affiliate known as ISIS-K. How many troops do we have in Afghanistan right now? 8,400. About 6,900 train and advise Afghan security forces alongside troops from other NATO countries. And the rest of the U.S. forces there are part of counterterrorism missions in the country. Remember, we ended the combat mission 3 years ago. And then we went on to a mission to focus on counterterrorism ops and training the people that would be in charge once we were gone. We never had complete withdrawal of forces. We never had that. So now for this administration, they're looking beyond the troop numbers. They're looking at a readjustment of what's the objective, and they're evaluating everything. Everything. Talking even about Pakistan. How do we deal with Pakistan? How to crack down on Pakistan's harboring of terrorists and militant groups, which they do. Pakistan either is with us or against us. If they continue to be a safe haven for terrorist hornet's nests, how can we be supportive of Pakistan? And Trump talked about that. So this will be interesting to see where this goes. Because they've met many times, this national security team. And then they finally came to a decision on Afghanistan on Sunday. Because they wanted to make sure, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is where we're going to go. And, you know, an interesting quick side note to this story, and some people know this already, but the new chief of staff, John Kelly, his son, Robert Kelly, was a Marine who was killed in Afghanistan many years ago, back in 2010. But he is the highest ranking guy, military officer, in the White House to suffer the loss of a child in combat. They're sharpening the edges and not tossing in the towel in Afghanistan. Some would think it's a mistake, and some think it's not. I'm of the belief it's not a mistake. We've already invested all of these resources. That's why all the meetings, former, current generals, conversations, massive conversations on the investment, what to do. If we pull out, we do another Iraq, what do we look like, and then what kind of problems and vacuums are we going to create in the quicksand that is the Middle East? And even Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, who was massively critical, by the way, of the president on what was said initially about what happened in Charlottesville, praised the press for beefing up the number of troops in Afghanistan. He said, this is a great way to make a decision. It was comprehensive. It's a strategy. We've had convoluted strategies in the past when it comes to Afghanistan. And we're talking about a modest troop increase. We're talking about trying to figure out a way to snuff out the threats. Even Senator Marco, I need another glass of water, Rubio, applauded the press, saying the strategy was put together the right way. So he knows this. One day you're up, one day you're down. And today, from some of those Republicans who were not up on Trump last week, are giving him credit for talking about Afghanistan and tweaking the Afghanistan plan the way the president wants it to be tweaked. And all those meetings with all the people invested in it helped make that decision. So that's a good thing, especially the way they arrived at it. Meeting after meeting and going through painstakingly every piece of it. Very, very smart. How about this? There's a lot of concern over flat out fear that the latest at sea collision involving the USS John McCain could have been caused by a cyber attack on the Navy's electronic guidance systems. This story, I'm certain, is buried among so many others, including the Eclipse. But this is shocking to me. I mean, not shocking that it could happen, but shocking scary. So this Pacific collision is the fourth that involves a 7th Fleet warship this year, happened near the Strait of Malacca. It's a very busy waterway. It connects the Indian Ocean and the South China Sea, and about 25% of global shipping goes through there. And how could the Navy destroyer not have full command of its navigation? And that's exactly what some warfare specialists are saying, that there's something more than just human error going on, because there would have been a lot of humans to be checks and balances. And even the chief of naval operations, Admiral John Richardson, didn't rule out a cyber attack. Couldn't do it. 10 sailors are still missing. So there is the possibility that that's what it was, or sabotage. They're considering all possibilities. They're not saying that's exactly what happened. But that it could be some kind of a cyber attack. And you got to think of the GPS signals. If they were manipulated in any way, that could lead to what that problem was. I mean, it's crazy. With all that radar equipment, how do you hit a larger ship? How's that possible? I don't know. Doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me. I like that it's being questioned. I like that it's being questioned as, could this be some kind of weird cyber attack thing? Is that why this happened? Because this was the perfect next for hackers. And we don't know. There's not definite evidence of it. There's just something that doesn't add up. So it leads you to think about, oh, could this be a cyber attack? How perfect would that be? Because you cause a problem, a threat, a massive discussion, and it has nothing to do with that whatsoever. My money is on that possibility, especially all the cyber experts that we have on this show. From Sean Henry on down, and the ways that the world can be disrupted. It's frightening, isn't it? We lose another comedian, a famous one. We're talking about it next here on America Tonight.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Jerry Lewis, the mastermind of comedy, some would say. And there's so many hilarious clips out there of Jerry Lewis back in the day. He dies at the age of 91. He had been sick. But he did a bit that was part of Who's Minding the Store. And it was so funny. It's so, so funny. You can... this is radio. If you really want to see him doing it, just go anywhere on whatever search engine and look it up, and it's absolutely hilarious. I totally remember watching that movie a long, long time ago when I was a kid at some point with my grandfather watching nearby, and the two of us started to watch it and laugh. And he really was one of those comedians who was a physical comedian. And I don't think people necessarily forget it that knew what Jerry Lewis did, but they think of him with Dean Martin, which of course they did many movies together, but he was funny. He had a heart condition. So his death Sunday was caused by that, but known for so many things. He rose to fame, definitely, as Dean Martin's comedy partner, but had a major, major solo career as well. He was silly and very, very funny. Slapstick humor, if you like slapstick humor. He was the guy. So he died in a place he loved, Las Vegas. That's where he lived. And as a spokesperson for the Muscular Dystrophy Association, he raised amazing amounts of money for that charity. He was a force to be reckoned with. That's for sure. Some people don't know this. He was born in Newark, and he was funny, and his name was Joseph Levitch, but he changed his name to Jerry Lewis, as many people did back in the day, shorten their name, etc. So RIP Jerry Lewis at the age of 91. Let's take a call. We go out to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, as we run to the finish line for this hour of the show. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Speak well of the dead, for you shall be one someday.
That's true. That's
okay.
Funny.
Richard's right on about his description of opinionated Mr. Duckham. Personally, I can't stand the slime. I mean, the report, or whatever he is.
He's not a reporter, though.
Well,
that's what he does.
Okay, fine. I'll go along with that.
Now,
we're not going to win in Afghanistan. That's another losing cause. I don't care how much truth we throw in there, what kind of strategy you have, we're not going to win there. You've got a people that are just milking us for the money, and they'll sign right back on with the Taliban. You cannot win allegiance from a Muslim. You can rent an Afghani, but you can never gain their absolute allegiance, and they are Muslim.
So what, you think we should just dump out and create the same situation
as
in Iraq?
Hell yes, we've lost enough treasure and death there. We need to just get the hell out, and if you want to do something for it, and kill every damn Muslim there. You know how I feel about Muslims. We're going to have to be at war with them sooner or later. Let's do it now. While we're strong.
Even innocent women and children, damn.
You're damn right. They wouldn't hesitate one damn bit about wiping us off the face of the earth. They didn't think about women and children when they rammed those cars on the people down there in Spain. You were in Spain.
No.
You know what? It was a beautiful place. Beautiful place where you were at. And they botched it all with the blood of innocent people, babies, grown men, women, children. And I don't have any qualms about wiping them off the face of the earth. Look, we have a situation that we're going to win or they're going to win. And if we don't get serious about this, we're going to lose. And that's all I can say. I mean, I know you disagree with me. I know you've got your little favorite Muslims that you care for, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and all those clowns.
You're terrible.
But, baby, I love you, but you're wrong. You are deadly, deadly, deadly wrong. And Richard was right what he said, and I agree with him 100%. And, you know, that's about all from me. I'm sorry, but hasta tortilla, and you have a good life.
Dan, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, so I absolutely will say this about Dan. Whether we agree or disagree, he tells you exactly what he thinks. There is no question. He's been calling to the show for a very long time. He knows how I feel about the Muslim situation. I agree with Islamic terrorism, terrorists. Absolutely wipe them off the face of the earth. I 100% agree with that. I do, but I cannot agree with innocent Muslims. We cannot. I think this is the problem, and I understand the frustration and then trying to define it, and I get it, because every single time something happens, where do we go back to? Who's screaming Allah Akbar? I totally understand. But the problem is there are innocent Muslim people who are peaceful, and it used to be, why don't they say anything? Well, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is one of those people who speaks out against it. There's no question. So the problem is, you know, you think of our history, think of the history of the world and the religious wars and how many innocents were wiped out because they were Catholic or because they were Protestant or whatever it might be. If we go back to what I'll call the very dark ages. So seriously, go back into your history book and you see the same thing. And you know how they say history is bound to repeat itself, but we don't want that kind of history to repeat itself because that's not right. I agree with Islamic terrorist scum. Absolutely. Evaporate them. Lay siege, all of that, 100%. But the problem is you got to be very careful when you wave a broad magic wand over just one group of people, and then you include the innocents in that, and boy, I just cannot go there. I can absolutely say Islamic terrorists. I can absolutely say get rid of every single one of them. I think the key is how clever are we at catching them in the net? How clever are we at thwarting that? And it's tough, of course. Incredibly tough. An elusive enemy, to absolutely be sure. Since we're at the tail end of the show, I've got to mention again the total solar eclipse. I can't tell you how many emails I got about it. So all of you curious, if nothing else, about whether or not you're going to see it, and it happened, of course, in South Carolina, the best as we knew, and it was completely dark in South Carolina in the afternoon at 2:40, 2:41. The sun was completely blocked by the moon. So people were cheering and everything went into darkness. It was very, very cool. And I got to see it because my nephew and his father, my brother, took off from Tampa. He decided, let's go see it. And they made a plan, went up to Clemson, saw it, sent me some video, and it's pretty darn incredible, I have to say. It is pretty cool. Even if you're not a science nut or you don't care, you would think it's pretty cool how the darkness just kind of washes over all of a sudden. So it really was being in the right places. And in South Carolina, in parts of South Carolina, they were the right places, especially Charleston. Oh, people got great views there. And how about this? Portland, Oregon. Salem, Oregon especially. They talked about what that was like and what it was like to see different parts of Oregon. Saw some incredible views of the eclipse. Nice. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight. No matter what your view is, remember, have an opinion. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and you are free to express yours.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.